We're on Daf Vav and Aleph, five lines from the bottom, six lines. Tana Rabbanon, Keitzad Ma'alvin Derech Rishus Harab. How is one able to make an Erev? We should be permitted to be metaltal in a Rishus Harab. So the Baraisa says, Oysit, so the Tanakama holds, Oysit Tzures HaPesach Mikan, V'lechi V'koyre Mikan. That is sufficient to make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi or a Koyre on the other side. Chananya Oimer, Beishamay Oimrim, Oise Delas Mikan V'Delas Mikan. Here a Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi is not sufficient. One has to make a Delas on both sides of the openings of the Rishus HaRab. Urshu Yoitze V'Nichnas Noyel. And these doors have to be shut. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Oise Delas Mikan, V'lechi V'koyre Mikan. Beis Hillel hold a Psashtikal Pshore, that you don't need a Lechi V'koyre sufficient on one side, but on the other side you need a Delas. Let us see Rashi. Rishus HaRabim, Mashme Rochov Sheish Esrayame. Rishus HaRabim number one has to have a width of Sheish Esrayame, which is a Dover HaMuske. Now here there's the famous Rashi, Ve'ir Shemetsuyim Bo Shishim Ribui, a ear that has Shishim Ribui, Ve'ein Bo Choymo, Oy Shohoyo Rishus HaRabim Shalo Mechuven Mishal Leshar, Shem foolish doime ledigle midbo. Now Rashi seems to be saying two cases. We are geiris the oi. And let me just tell you the lotion of the Piskei Horid. The Piskei Horid, we see klar that the Rashi is telling us two tziyurim. This is the lotion of the Piskei Horid. Rishus HaRabim mash meir sheyesh bo samach ribui kedigle midbo. That's, we need samach ribui. The drachim have to be at least 16 amos wide. Ve'ein ir mukef es chayma. And number three, the ear is not mukef chayma, there's not a chayma around the ear. Shekol roshei mevoy aiseho psuchin chutz le'ir. All the roshei mevoys, if there's no chayma, so it opens up chutz le'ir. That is one case. Inami be'ir mukefes chayma, or could be we could have a rishus harabim be'ir mukefes chayma, v'hamovi mechuvin v'hoylech mishal l'shar, and the movi is mechuvin v'hoylech mishal l'shar. Now, from the rehites loshen of the Piskei Horid, I think the Taich of Mechuvin and the Megiya in the Ritvan Daf Nun Tes assumes that way also. Mechuvin means that it is straight. It is not Okum. It is Mechuvin. Ba'movi Mechuvin v'hoylech mishal l'shar. So if it was speaking about an ear that's mukif chayme, the movi is Mechuvin v'hoylech mishal l'shar. There are two entrances. The beginning of the city, the end of the city, and the movi goes from one entrance to the other entrance. Now, from the Rehites Loshen of the Piskei Horid, it would seem if there's no Chayma, there's no necessity that it should be Mechuvin. Even though the street goes crooked, so Shtikal Okum, it would seem it is also sufficient. And by Mukev Chayma, you need Mechuvin Mishal Leshar. Exactly what the Chilik is, I don't know. But the Loshen Rashi also would seem that way. If we're Geiris the Oi, so it seems that the Rashi's number of Ein Bo Chayma, that's one case, and then Rashi doesn't say, so that's enough, you know enough. Oi Shayir Rishus HaRab Mishalom Mechuvin Mishal, the Oi, that means if there was a Chayma, Shayir Rishus HaRab Mishalom Mechuvin Mishal Lashar, because that is the Loshen of the Piskei Horid. This very interesting, the vial, let us just be medayik from the Lashon HaRashi, When Rashi says the Tanai of Samach Ribui, Rashi does not mention that there are Samach Ribui which travel on the Mavoi. Rashi says, Ir Shemitsuyim Bo Shishim Ribui. In this city there are Shishim Ribui. If you'll take a census, how many people travel on this Rishus HaRabim each day, I don't know if there are Shishim Ribui. But Al Kaponim, this is a Mavoi that is made for an Ir Sheyesh by Shishim Ribui. That is also sufficient. That would seem the Mashmois from Loshin Rashi. Ramesha Zechayne Levrochin, that Shuvin Chelik Aleph, also seems to say such a thing. He says, because in the Midbar Gufa, not everyone was on the road the whole time. There was a Rishus HaRabim. There were people in Oiholim. There were people that weren't traveling. But it was a Mokim Shemitzuyim by Shishim Ribui, and this is sufficient. As I state in Igris Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Kufla Medches, Onof Hei. Tzuras HaPesach Mikan. You make a Tzuras HaPesach, so you say, how you ma'arev a Rishus HaRab? You make a Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, B'Rosh HaYechod, Lechi V'Koyre, B'Soif HaIr. Let us see Taisvitz. Keitzad ma'arvim derech Rishus HaRab. Perish HaKuntres, Rishus HaRab, Rochov Yudvov Amois, U'mefulosh Mishnei Tzdodim, Mishar L'Shar, U'metzuyim bo Shishim Ribui. וכן יש בהלוכס גדולס, ובאינן דריסס סמך ריבוי. תויסס ואותה בזויס גביז נידה, דריסס סמך ריבוי. וכושר רבינו תם, ובשבס בפרק הזירק אומר, דאגולס, אבו תחתיהם וביניהם רשוס הרב. The underneath הגולס, between the הגולס, had a din of רשוס הרב. ותחתיהם לא היו סמך ריבוי. The Zichas HaMachribi did not go tachtayim. So if you need an amount of people, you need an amount of travelers, no one walked tachtayim. I'm reading, Mikomokim darkeno yolot seisulva lovoi ba'isai derech. That means that, Fashteitzach, when the Agolis were there, some Mela, you didn't have people traveling in the Mokim Agolis, underneath the Agolis. But this was a derech, that Shishim Ribui went, so Memele, so Tachteim, even though now there's an Agola there, it's not Mavkiya, the shame Rishus HaRabim mitacht. That is Kasha number one. Kasha number two, V'oit hikshe de bedigle midbo havetav v'noshim lein mispo. If we will say that we learn out from the digle midbo, not only the tzura of a Rishus HaRabim, which the tzura is, there was Reichiv Yudvav Amo, it wasn't Mekure, there were Tziyurim. There was a tzura of a Rishus HaRab. But if we say we need other Tnoim also, we need the amount of people using this Mavui in order to make a Rishus HaRab, so then the number of Shishim Ribui is not a correct number, because there were more that were using it. The bedigle midbar havu taf and noshim lein misbo. The chen koshem me'erev rav. So me'mele, so how do you get this number of shishim ribui? If you're learning from the digle midbar, so it's not the correct number. V'yesh loimed le'gemrine mi'mishkon ale milse d'chsive b'misporo. This is verkehrt since we have to learn out from the Digle Midbar, so whatever the Torah was mefaret, so that's what makes it, that's what we know, that's what the Torah told us, so memele, that makes it a Rishus HaRab. The other Anoshim that were there, in the Taf Anoshim, since the Torah did not specify the amount, so Vaistais Lahaloche, we don't need this amount. The sufficient Shishim Ribui. The Ramban in Daf Nun Tes asks Akasha and Rashi, so I was able to pony me she needs Shishim Ribui mi Bnei Chof ad Ben Samach. I mean, good. Whatever the Torah said, that makes it. So maybe you need such a Shishim Ribui. Good. You don't need a Bar Kaponim. This is a type of Mahalchim. Shishim Ribui. So Moshin, the Tshuva seems to say this wouldn't be worse than a Tolda. In Tav Venoshim, to make up a Shishim Ribui, it wouldn't be worse than a Tolda. they don't need exactly learn out from this. They were there, the Shishim Ribi Mahalchim of Bnei Chofat Ben Samach. Right. V'lechi v'koyre mikan. So what does the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama says, we have here Rishus Haram, which is 16 Amos wide, and in order to be ma'ar of this Rishus Harabim, to make it permissible to carry, you have a Tzurus HaPesach on one side, V'lechi v'koyre mikan. Pektach Teisviz, Af al gav de lechi le'mahani b'yoyse me'asor. Pektach Teisviz, we have a problem over here. The first Mishnah says, Rechove me'yese yemayit. And here we're speaking about a Rishus HaRabim, that is 60 namas wide. So how could a lechi help? And for Teisviz, Yasa le lechi rochov at she yismaye to ava me asore. So you'll make a lechi of, we have 16 amis, so you'll make a lechi that is 6 amis wide. So memele, here's a picture of that also, picture 57 on page 10. So you'll make a lechi that is 6 amis wide. So memele, it's, so you'll take away the chesaron of aroch of mi'esa. Now, dachsech mir, l'cheire, to the Seisvis is saying a big chiddush. Or let's all kaponim appreciate what Seisvis is saying. The first Mishnah in Erevin, it says, aroch of mi'esa yemayit. And there Rashi explains that the lomdus is that Eser Amis is a pirt. More than Eser Amis is a pirt. By a pirt, a lechi does not help. A lechi only helps by a Pesach, and a Pesach is Yud Amis. So Roch of Meyeser Yemayit. Now, L'chayre, here we have a pirt of 16 Amis. Now, sticking the lechi to that koisel, and it should jut out 6 Amis, L'chayre, that doesn't change the situation. L'chayre, it's a pirza of 16 amis. Unless you'll say, you put a lechi in a 16 amis, the width of this area is 16 amis. You put a lechi of 6 amis there. L'chayre, the lechi starts 16 amis away. So you're putting a lechi in a pirza, not in a pesach. Unless you'll say one of the two, unless you'll say let us be medayik this picture. Lechi 6 amis. That's what it says in the picture. Now I dachsech mir that is wrong. A lechi 6 amis will not help, because if you'll have a lechi 6 amis, you have a rishus harabim that is 16 amis. You made a lechi 6 amis. Now you have a pesach. Now you have 10 amis. So where is your lechi? Your lechi lechayre has to be in the Pesach. Kozman, in these 6 amis where the lechi is, that's not in Pesach. That's in the Pirtze. 16 amis is a Pirtze. The Pesach first starts when you have a 10 amis area. Then you have a Pesach. And in the Pesach, you have to put the lechi. Is dachsech mir, the lechi has to be 6 amis in a mashu. 6 amis exactly, dachsech mir, is not good. So dachsech mir, it has to be 6 amis in a mashu. Okay, I think it's meduyik in Taisvis. Because Taisvis says, Yasa lechi rochov achi yismayet ha'avir me'asore. So Taisa says clearly that the avir has to be less than 10. She's going to make a lechi rochov that the avir is less than 10. If the avir is less than 10, so kochoch, the lechi is more than 6 amis. So lechayre has to be 6 amis in a mashu. So lechayre, it could be the lomdus is one of the two. Either pshat is that the first 6 amis have a shem koisel. It's one big lechi. And the mashu has a shem lechi. So the lechi is now on the Pesach. That means, because from the one wall to another wall, 16 amis. So that's a pirtze. So lechayre, the first 6 amis of the lechi gets a shem koisel. So that's like the koisel amovi. Now I have a Pesach of yud. Or, and then I have a mashu who jutting out into the Pesach, and that is my lechi. Or maybe the whole thing has a halacha of a breita lechi. And since the lechi is jutting out into a Pesach, that is sufficient. But l'cheira dachsamir, that's the chiddush over here. Even though the lechi starts in a mokim apolutz, but l'maisa, it ends up in the Pesach. And that is sufficient. The Gaon Yaakov asks a pertinent kasha. I mean, it says over here that you have a reshus harabim, so it says, oisin suras ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi v'koire mikan. So Tosis says, if you have a reshus harabim, that's 16 amis, how could you make a lechi? It's more than 10 amis. So Tosis says, a breiter lechi. Frag the Gaon Yaakov, how you make a koire though? It says, lechi v'koire, you can make either a lechi or a koire. Now that's a problem. How can you make a koire over 16 amis? That's a good kasha. The Marsha asks, it's another kasha, according to Rav, Atzuris HaPesach also doesn't help more than Eser Amis. We had on Daf Beis Amid Beis. So how do you make Atzuris HaPesach? Okay. These are the problems in the practicality of the halach of the Tanakam. Al Koponim, let us go weiter. So what did we have so far? We have here a Baraisa, that is a three-way machloikis, how one can be ma'arev a rishus harab. The Tanakama holds you make a tzuras ha-pesach on one corner, and a lechi on the other corner. And we have, there's a very nice picture on page 955. That's how you make your ma'arev a rishus harab. Here's the tzuras ha-pesach, and there's the lechi. And then 56 is what Beis Shammai says, you make the losses in the beginning, and you make losses on the end. They have to be in the ulais, we see, according to Beis Shammai. Whatever you go out, you have to shut it. And Beis Hillel says, you make adelus on one side, and a lechi or a kaira on the other side. Frag the Gemara, ureshus harabim mi ma'arve? It seems you only have a problem. How do you do it? Aber weistois, that it is possible to have a reshus harabim, and you can make an Erev in the Rishus Harab, and you're allowed to carry in Rishus Harab. In fact, the Gemara, it is not true. V'hasanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Yeser Al-Kay, more than this Chiddush, we'll see soon what this Chiddush is, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, a bigger Chiddush. What is the bigger Chiddush? Mi shahoyu loi shnei batim mishnei tzidei Rishus Harab. So let us look, that's 60. Let us look at the 60. 60 is, Misha Oyoloi Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus Harab. So we have here a Rishus Harab. And on each side of the Rishus Harab, so the Baal will assume it is 16 Amis, Rishus Harab. And he has two Batim on each, that on each side there's a Mechitza of Batim. So he has, let's picture that we have one street, and he wants to be ma'arev the street. So Rabbi Yehuda says, oisa lechi mikan velechi mikan. So you make a lechi in the beginning of the mavui, and a lechi at the end. That looks like that's the two olives, that's the two lechayim. We just want to be ma'arev this block. So in this block, there's two houses, one on each side. So he makes on the beginning of the block and the end of the block, he makes a lechi. Or a keirem ikan, the keirem ikan, or he makes a keirem on the beginning and the end. The noisei, the noisei benza. Then, so he made already an erev on the Rishus HaRabim. We'll see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that shtei mechitzes the eraiser. So min ha-teir already, you have here two mechitzes, so it's ois Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so now you need the Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, the Keirah Mikan, the Keirah Mikan, and then he's permitted to carry. Omru Loi, but the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arv and Rishus HaRabim Bekar. You can't be Ma'arv and Rishus HaRabim. So you see, Klo, the Rabbonon hold, you cannot be Ma'arv and Rishus HaRabim. Here we have a Baraisa, Keitzad, Ma'arv and Rishus HaRabim. Chachamim say, you can't be Ma'arv and Rishus HaRabim. V'chi teime, maybe you'll tell me, no, you have to be medayik the loshen of the chachomim. They also, you can make a neira. V'chi teime, bekachu deloi ma'arvi. That means you said we could be ma'arv a rishus harab. As long as it has two mechitzes on each side, two mechitzes, one on each side. then with Tula Chayayim we're finished, you'll have to be metaltal. So they wish to disagree with it. V'chitayim et bekacho d'loy malvi. Habit lo seis malvi. But let's say according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Adeles and the Lechi is sufficient. Adeles on one side and Lechi is sufficient. So that's sufficient. I mean, Tula Chayayim is it? With Adeles will be sufficient. I don't understand too well. But they says, you don't, the modlosses will be sufficient. But Omar, Rabbi Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanim, Yerushalayim, Il Molei Dal Soiseon in Olois Balaila, Yerushalayim, the modlosses would not be closed at night. At night they used to close the modlosses, all traffic stopped at night. So that made it Ois Rishus HaRabim. So it's not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. You can't, a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim means that the Rabim can go whenever they want to go. If the Rabim cannot go whenever they want to go, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Is Yerushalayim Il Mole Dal Seiseon in Olois Balaylo Chayovin Oleo Mishum Rishus HaRabim. So Yechayim Olz Rishus HaRabim. So you see Klol that the only way you could make a Rishus HaRabim Ois Rishus HaRabim is only you have to shut it off at night. But there's no way to be Ma'ariv a Rishus HaRabim. You have to shut it off. Ulmoli dal seisen in olis balayla chayov nalem ishim Rishus HaRabim. Ve'omar ule. That's a memra of Rabbi Babachon Rabbi Yechanan. I'll tell you a memra of ule. Ve'omar ule. Hani avuli de mechuze, the mevois of mechuze, il mole dal seiseyem nin olois, if the losses would not be locked at night, chayom nol mishum rishus harab. So you see klol, that you cannot make ois rishus harab without losses no olois. There's no way to be ma'arev a rishus harab. So, was tutzach doak? Kate said, ma'arvin rishus harab. You can't be ma'arev rishus harab. You have to make it ois rishus harab. Not it should be a rishus harab and you're ma'arev. Before the Teretz, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yeser al kain. What is the Yeser al kain? The greater chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Rashi leel minei airi beboine aliyah mi bayis le bayis sheben shnei tzidei rishus harab. Here this is a picture 58. We'll see the aliyah. That there's an aliyah mi bayis le bayis. So underneath this aliyah, you say pitikra yored besoisim. So underneath is a din of rishus hayochid. And we'll see the next case v'chein gesharim amafuloshim l'rishus harabim. You also say that's picture 59. You also say pitikra yored besoisim. That was the first din that Rabbi Yehuda said. Le'el minei ayri beboi na'aliyah mi bayis l'bayis b'nei tzidei rishus harab. V'chein gesharim amafuloshim l'rishus harab. The shor Rabbi Yehuda little too late to say. Rabbi Yehuda said you're permitted to carry underneath them. Shem pitikra yered v'soisim beperikol gagas here. V'koma bebrais. That's what he said in the Mishnah. V'koma bebrais. Yeser okay. Rabbi Yehuda was meisav a bigger chiddush. Afilo eched leker pitikra. Afilo you won't have a pitikra. Hoyel v'iko shtei mechitzis mal yosa. You have two geherige mechitzis. Habayis mikan, mechitzas habayis mikan, and mechitzas bayis hasheni mikan, sagi betakanta puta. As long as you have two good mechitzas, so it'll be sufficient with takanta puta, lechi mikan eitzel paas habayis o echod, lechi mikan eitzel paas hasheni lois habayis atzmai, one on the beginning of the street, one on the end of the street, the same house. Bavi stima lishnei roshei rishus harabim umutar litaltul mi bayis lebayis. And then one is permitted to be mitaltul mi bayis lebayis. Agavur Rashi weiss bachoyis the tiltul is in the rishus harabim. Mi bayis lebayis, which the Rashi didn't say mi bayis lemovui. Mi bayis lebayis. Once wanted to say, could be, b'chlal, there's no iser mi bayis lemovi mi darabonam. So here, but mi bayis la bayis, you mavir dalet amis in the mavoi. So you're allowed to be metaltal mi bayis la bayis. Rashi speaks about the batim, and the baraisa speaks about noisiv and noisin be'emtza veisach. I don't know why Rashi brought in this nekudi, you can mi bayis la bayis. But it seems the ikah heter is you have to be metaltal dalet amis in the mavoi. I feel me the rabbonon because of the two lechoyayim. Min ha-toyretz ha-reshus ha-yochid al satum mechitzis. And now, at the counterputa, will be matter that if only the Rabbanon you're permitted to carry it. At kan divrei Rab Yehuda. The Chachamim say, ein ma'ab m'shus ha'rabim bekach. The Gemara wanted to say, maybe this Erev not, but another Erev will be sufficient. So we see, no, Rab Yehuda said, Yerushalayim rishus ha'rabim shelo mechuvin mishal l'shal. Because Yerushalayim had a choyme, so it's mechuvin mishal l'shal, mefulish. V'yesh bo drisas shishim riboy. There's a drisas shishim riboy. Now, this is very interesting. We were medayek before from Rashi, when Rashi said, what is the reshus harabim? V'ir shemitzuyim bo shishim riboy. So we were medayek from Rashi. You don't need that, you need shishim riboy, which are traveling on the derech, on the highway. You need ir shemitzuyim bo shishim riboy. Here Rashi says, v'yesh bo drisas shishim riboy. Here it sounds a little different. Rabbi wants to say that Rashi means the same thing, ir shemitzuyim bo shishim riboy. That Rashi doesn't mean to be moiser. Now it could be, in the Ritve, there's a Ritve in Weiter, and that Nuntesa Medalev, the Ritve says as follows. He speaks in Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds you need Shishim Ribui, so he says, this is the Loshna of the Ritve, that Nuntesa Medalev. Ki Rashi einoi matzrich she yisyashvu bi'ir samach Ribui. It is not necessary that in the ear should live shishim riboy. If the ear lives shishim riboy, as a badar sarab. But you don't need that. Elo sheyichnesu bo samach riboy. Afilu, the population of the city, you don't have samach riboy, but the traffic coming in and out, you'll have samach riboy. That's also sufficient. Teida, zikterita, I'll prove it to you. Sha'av Yerushalayim lo yhoye bo samach riboy. There weren't samach riboy living in Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim was a metropolis that people came there. So memele, so the samach riboy of Yerushalayim was not from the population, it was from the Arum and Arum. That's, so memele, so Rashi dachm is there meduyik. Rashi and Vava Medalev says if the ear has samach riboy, Abadigiv is good. Rashi was speaking about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim did not have samach riboy. That's what the Ritva says, Vayta Dafnun Tes. So there Rashi says, V'yesh bo drisa shishim riboy. But there, there's a traffic of samach riboy because he used to come into Yerushalayim. Berochav shesh esra yama. Bilmolei shenoylim dal seiseo b'cholayla. If they wouldn't shut it off each night, chayov naler b'shabes mishum rishu sarab. Avon the ilus, the law says, but if you shut it off, mashvi law, so now it is ois reshus harabim already, the rabbim do not have access to use it, mashvi law kechotzu shal rabim. Now it becomes like a chotzu shal rabim. So it is already ois reshus harabim. It could be meteret reshus hayochid already, ma'arvin es kula, now you could be ma'ariv, the whole city with Tzuras HaPesach, now it's only at the Rabbono, and now you keep having a school. B'chol zman shle yilva, have the Kalmelis, or mechai v'yelo, v'chnam in the peg baske, the shleim Kalmelis. That's what Rashi says, ma'al v'na school, it's a Rashashi that speaks from the Gemara Baita, and ir shal rabim, you're not ma'ar v'na school, that there should be a heker. But let's not get into Zaitikit problems. About Kaponim, we see from over here that if it's an emissary reshus harabim, you can only make it ois reshus harabim with dalsois neulois. And how here you're going with the whole sugya keitzad ma'arvin reshus harabim. Then the Gemara brought a second memre from Ule. Avuli de mechuze, sharei ha'ir מחובונים זה כנגד זה. בהיו בו שישם ריבוי, נחמרה של השיטוסי, then in מחוז זה there was also שישם ריבוי, so ממילא, the also if there wouldn't have been Dal Seisei in Ulis, then Ulis would have been an emissary Rishus Haram. It's very interesting, the Beis Meir, and Chedushe Beis Meir, and the Goin and Koil Eliyahu and Broches, both were machaven to ask a kasha on this Rashi. Mamish both asked the same kasha. What is the kasha? The kasha is totally in the Bekiyas of two Gemaras. Gemara number one, you have to know, Mechuzah was in Bovel. This Araya from Gemara in Gittin, Mechuzah was in Bovel. Fine. Gemara number two, there's a Gemara we had in Broches, Taf Nunchesam et Aleph. The Gemara says, Haroya Uchlusa Yisrael, you made a broche baruch chacham harozim. Ve'ein achluse poschus me shishim ribui. If you see shishim ribui Yisrael, so memele, you make a broche baruch chacham harozim. Then the Gemara says, ve'ein achluse beboro. That's a member of Ule, ein achluse beboro. So the side of Beis Meir and side of Goyim learn pshat, what's that ein achluse beboro? There's no shishim ribui in boro. That's what they're telling us. Ein achluse, ein... The Roy Achlusi make Boch Acham Arozim. And then Achlusi is Shishim Riboy. V'ein Achlusi Bebovel. So that means there's no Shishim Riboy Bebovel. So Memele, Fregen Zay Doha Kashe, Zay Bezoi, is doch bitter. So Rashi, so they all bring a Rai and not like Rashi. Rashi says, you have a Rishus Arabim. A Rishus Arabim has to have Shishim Riboy. And here the Gemara says, Mechuzah was in Bovel. Mechuzah was in bubble, and the Gemara says, "Yomala dal seisein in oleis chayav nalei mishum rishus harab." See, ever rishus harab in bubble, and there's no shishim riboy. And the Magi and the Goyim says, and the biggest problem is Rashi says there was shishim riboy, and the Gemara says, "Ein echlusa bebob." The Beis Meir wants to say, "Dachsim, it's a very poshut the teretz," but he says it's a big doichik. He says, the din you make a broche of a royach lusa, you make borach acham arozim, is you need shishim ribu yid. Then you make borach acham arozim. Kshem, shein, parzufeim shoves, and the same shoves of you see shishim ribu deis of yidin, that's a gewaldic shleimis, that's a shleimis, that's makif, kola teure kula, so borach acham arozim, but you need shishim ribu yidin. So memele, so I besoy, what gonish given schwer. The Gemara just tells us in Bavel there was no shishim ribuyid. The Gemara says, "Aray echlusa Yisrael, you make baruch acham arozim, vein echlusa poches mishishim ribuy, vein echlusa bebavel." But in Bavel could be there a lot of goyim there also. Also, reshus harabim, you can be mitzar of goyim also to make it a reshus harab. He says it's a big doichik. I don't exactly understand what the doichik is. But al kaponim, that's about to sound. Both of them ask this kasha from our Gemara and that Gemara. But between you and me, others learn a different pshat. The Gemara, the kolbim nesanor there, the tzlach says einach lusi bebovel means something else. The Gemara means only in Eretz Yisrael. That avira Eretz Yisrael machkim. There, if you see shishim riba, you make the broche. But in bovel, you'll see shishim riba. You don't have the shishim riba in bovel without. Avir Eretz Yisrael, the machkim, you don't make a brocha, brocha, chamarosim. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara's not telling us a census. The Gemara is speaking about the brocha. The brocha of chamarosim was only said in Eretz Yisrael. So, memele, so, man, the kasha fangs, stamazay nishta. Okay. Al kolponim, we're back to a kasha. What is the kasha? So the kasha is that you see klar that, you cannot make a reshus arabim Ois Rishus Arabim with an Erev. You have to make it with losses and knowledge. That's the only way you make it Ois Rishus Arabim. You make it that the Rabim does not have an access all the time to this Derech. Then it's Ois Rishus Arabim. But you can't have an Erev in a Rishus Arab. That's the Kasha. Let us see the next Rashi. Chayov Nele Alme. Ni'ilas losses been in Becholayla. Hochiktoni, oisidelis mikan velechi bekeire mikan le beisilum. So Rashi seems the kashas on beisilum. And beisilum said, there you need nilas glosses, and here you get away, two glosses. And here you get away with a lechi bekeire mikan. So the Gemara's Kash is there, it says, without two dlosos, it is Rishus HaRabim. And here it says, you get away with one belas and Alechi V'Koyim. And for the Gemara, Oma Rav Yehuda Hochi Koma. You're right. A Rishus HaRabim Mamesh, forget about it. You cannot be Ma'arev a Rishus HaRabim. Keitzad ma'arvim mevuyis ha-mefuloshim l'shus harabim. A mevuy that is mefulosh l'shus harabim, which is not a reshus harabim, it's only mefulosh l'shus harabim. Ha-yisatzos ha-pesach mikan v'lechi v'koyre mikan. So now we're talking about something else. So this whole sugya that we had till now, that you can be ma'arev, we are not speaking about a reshus harabim gomel. Rishus HaRabim Gomel, forget about. We are speaking about a Mavoi HaMefulish, which is not a Rishus HaRabim Gomel. And this is an Eifen Har to be Ma'arev. Zok Taisvis. Mi sheyesh loy shnei batim. So it says, so Rabbi Yehuda says that you make Tulechoyayin. Peirish, so Taisis is not shtei batim, shtei chatzeres. Dein mobi niter belechi achi chatzeres psuchais lusoichoi. The sefta gassine behedje beis chatzeres. That, I mean, we're speaking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is matar afilu mit rabbonim to be metalto. So the lomdus is shtei mechitzes di eraise, so it's oisru shusaram, mutter shtei mechitzes. And mit rabbonim yeba takante put to lechoyayim. But in fact, Taisus Amovi is not mutter till you have two chatzeres. So Taisus says that it's a shnei bo, the shnei chatzeres psuches l'soicha. That the you need two chatzeres which open up to the movi. You don't have two chatzeres. The batim open up to the movi. So Taisus says it means two chatzeres. The Loshen of Rashi weiss the chayseb is, Rashi weiss, es ist zu batem takke, mechitzes abayis mikan, mechitzes abayis eschene mikan, eitzel pas abayis. Rashi weiss, tois, we're talking about abayis takke. It could be, what did Rashi do with tois miskashe? The tois Rabbeinu Peretz says, on this kashe, says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with this. The Rabbonin hold you need shtei chatzeres psuches l'soiche, maybe Rabbi Yehuda hold you don't need shtei chatzeres. So it would seem that a shit is Rashi, because Rashi retab sazoi shnei batem. So the Gemara wanted to say, what are you going to tell me, Bekachu deloy ma'alve, with Tulechoyayim? But with Atzuras HaPesach and Alechi, you would be ma'arev. You need, from Rishus HaRabim, you need Eistis, Dlosis Nulois, Ninolois, Mashme. So Vais Tachois, now we learned through the whole Gemara, the Masik, da afilu bedalsois loy ma'arve. That means the tulach hayayim not ha bedalsois ma'arve. Dalsois is ha bedalsois ma'arve. And the Gemara says no bedalsois loy ma'arve. You need dalsois ninoles or tudlosis. Vim kain. So what is the maskona? Airi bershus harabim gemura roichev tezayin namas. So it would seem that lefiemis vachik echleis hakel that the chachomim that say ein ma'arvim rishus harabim bekach, we're speaking about an emes of rishus harabim and nothing helps. That's lecher the maskonas hagemore. Only dalsis nulis. Like the chtaisis v'koshe de lakamon bepirken amrin in de lachol ayoyse lehitter Rabbi Yehuda ella ad yud gimel ama v'sholish. That Rabbi Yehuda was not matter of the Rishus HaRabim. It was only matter if there's a roichev of a 13 and a third amis. So if he's speaking about 13 and a third amis, l'chayre that's not a Rishus HaRabim. So if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, so then l'chayre, so then could be, that then you could learn pshat at achomim say, ma'arvim Rishus HaRabim bekach. Not with tulach hayayin, but with one delis, it will help. So lechayre, the Gemara weiter is not like our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to hold that this Baraisa is speaking about an emissary shusara. And because of that, the Gemara is machiach, that pshat and the chachamim is that nothing will help. And the Gemara later seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda himself was never matter than emeser rishus harab. So Memela said, then our whole Gemara is, so we're not talking about a rishus harab over here. Talking about, here alone we're not talking about a rishus harab. So the chachamim could mean that habed alsus ma'alv. Emphasizes as the meikar is al kedaitach vaday the mairi Rabbi Yehuda bereichev tezayin amar. Agemore, when it started off, Agemore held that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about an emeser rishus harab. Mishoyle shnei botim mishnei tzidei rishus harab. The Gemara took it face value. It's an emeser rishus harab. Avol lefi amaskone. The Mishani, the Gemara said, the Ketzad Ma'alvin Rishus Arabim, by us, the Machloikis, the Tanakam and Chananya, the Mishani, Ketzad Ma'alvin, does not mean Emeser Rishus Arabim, it's Mevuay Samba Fuloshit, which are not Emeser Rishus Arabim. Ochinami, Ahid, the Yeser Al-Kain, Ayri, Bemovi, Amba Fulosh, Vein Reichiv Tes Zayin. So now we could say, like the Maskonet, that we just said Rishus Arabim does not have to mean a real Rishus Arabim. Rishus Arabim could mean a movie on a foolish Rishus Arabim, main Reichiv Tezayin. So now, if he emes, we could take a learn shot of Bekachu Deloy Ma'alvi, Obed Los, is Ma'alvi, Veloy Koshem Yerushalayim, Vavi Reichiv Tezayin Amma. So Taisvis is saying, Lefia emes, that's the Gemara Vaiter Daf Yud, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a movie on a foolish, which is not an emes of Rishus Arabim, And the Chachamim hold that they're not an emes Rishus Arabim. You don't tulachayim are not sufficient, but had losses ma'alvi. You don't need the losses nenolus. Adalus natzuras haPesach will be enough. That's one mahalach in Taisus. Va'oid yesh leima. Now Taisus wants to say another thing. The mikore nami yoda shapir vloihite Rabbi Yehuda ela ad yud gimel ames v'sholish. No, the Gemara always knew that yud gimel ames v'sholish is, Rabbi Yehuda speaking about yud gimel ames v'sholish. Umikol mokim, havi rishus harabim gemura. Yud gimel ames v'sholish is a rishus harabim gemura kegoin, שרשוס הרבים אחס משני צידי המובוי רויכב טס זיין אמס ואוירך רשוס הרבים מהלכס דרך מובוי. Here we have a better picture in the picture 61. And in picture 61 we see exactly what Taisus is talking about. You have here a Rishus Arabim that, and in the middle of the Rishus Arabim, two batim jut into the Rishus Arabim, and that area is 13 ames v'sholish. But the Rabim goes through this whole area, but it's in the middle of the Rishus Arabim, the Reichev of the Rishus Arabim is, that's this movi, is miskatzer al yedei movi zeh. Here it's 13 ames v'sholish. Now, Taisus is going to say, a gewaldike yesod, that even though a Rishus Arabim, in order to have a Shem Rishus Arabim, has to have a Reichev of Shishim, of Tezayin Amet, you need a Reichev of Tezayin Amet, but if there's a Chelik of the Rishus, if you have such a Rishus Arabim, but there's a part of the Rishus Arabim that becomes narrower, But this is a, it goes together with the flow of the Rishus Harabim. So the narrow part also has a Shem Rishus Harabim Midiraisa. Now let us see innovating what Taisus says. Why did you like? The Mikoranam Yodish Hapid, Lehite, Rabbi Yehuda Ela, Yud Gimel Ame Vesholish. The Gemara always knew Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about a Yud Gimel Ame. Umikol Mokim Havi Rishus Harabim Gemure. This mavui is an emeser rishus harabim. Kigoyim sherishus harabim achas mishnei tzidei amordui loichev tezayin ames. Vayrishus harabim mahalchim derech maleches derech amordui. The rishus harabim is going, the picture we have in the Taisvis, we have to, that it's all going in the flow of this Derech HaMovi, the Rishus HaRabim becomes Nischachev on both Stodim. There it's 16 Amis. In the middle it's Niskatza with this Movi. So the Hashta Filu B'Movi D'loi Havi Reichiv Tezayin Amis. Ava Rishus HaRabim Gemur. Kiven the Bishnei Tzidei HaMovi, since on both sides of the Movi Havi Reichiv Tezayin Amis. So the Rabbim goes through here. So Memele, this becomes this battle to the Rishus HaRab. Even though here you don't have the Reichiv of Tezayin Amis, it's garnished. K'moy bein ha'amudim, doma perikama de Shabbos, ava Rishus HaRab, ava gav lehavi Tezayin Amis. Bein ha'amudim, we have picture 62, that you have here Rishus HaRab, and in the middle of the Rishus HaRab, there's a whole bunch of obstacles. Is amudim afal pikein, bein amudim is a rishus harab. That means if you have a rishus harabim, even you have a chelik of the rishus harabim, which you don't have the whole test, asayin ame are usable to go through, that doesn't make a nice rishus harab. Afil amandi hob, amahosam bein amudim nidin ke kamalas, hani vishum, da amudim hein zesh aloikin egezev lenicha tashmishte, leidomi lemabo, lenicha tashmishte. They're speaking about you can't walk straight. Here pshat is a movi that is mefulish loshus harab on both sides. You can walk straight. No, it gets a little narrower in between. That's sicha arishus harab. So let us stop here for 1 minute and let us understand what Taisva said. Taisva said, "Esta kasha." He says the Gemara is mefalpul. Rabbi Yehuda said you're permitted. Chomim said, you're not permitted, ein ma'av rishus harabim bekar. So Taisa is takasha, Rabbi Yehuda speaking about not a real rishus harab, he's speaking about yud gimel. And that the Chachomim say, ein rishus harabim misa'avim bekar. But could be with Adelis Natsuras HaPesach. Since Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachomim are speaking not about a real rishus harabim, so what is the Gemara's kasha from Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a real rishus harab. So Taisvus answers now, even though Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a movi that is Yud Gimel Ames Ushlish, he's also speaking about a real rishus harab. Why? Because this movi is a part of the flow of the rishus harab. So this also is a din of a rishus harab. So this is a rishus harab gemura. So Memeilus, so now it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda speaking about Rishus HaRabim Gemur. And the Chachamim said, I'm Alvim Rishus HaRabim Bekach. So the Gemara says, if you can darshan Bekach Nish, but with an ander oifen, yeah, it can be. You can only make a Rishus HaRabim, Ois Rishus HaRabim, but loss is nulas. You can't make an Ois Rishus HaRabim with a different type of a name. So it's very good, the Gemara. Aye, so what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, and Erev doesn't help. We're speaking about Mavoi Samafoloshes. No, so now Taisi has a problem. I just told you Mavoi Samafoloshes, Rishus Harabim, and then I'm Rishus Harabim. So what did we accomplish over here? So Taisi says, the Mavoi Samafoloshes, what the Gemara says, which is not an emissary Rishus Harabim. This is not Doime to the Mavoi Samafolosh that Rabbi Yudan Chachamim are speaking about. The Hosam Rishus HaRabim Eina Iveris B'movi. There the Movi Am Foolish means, here the picture is ganz good. Here we have the picture, that means here a Movi, and there's a Rishus HaRabim on top, and there's a Rishus HaRabim on the bottom. And this Movi takes me to the two Rishus HaRabim. Now, this Movi is not a Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim don't go here. This is not the Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. No, this Mavoi is mefulish to two Rishus HaRab. This is only also midarabonon, and this is Kates of Ma'avon, it's a Mavoi, a mefulish Rishus HaRab. We have here a three-way machloikis, that's also a Pesach and Alechi, or a Delos and Alechi. Al Kaponim, that's what Agamor is speaking about. Those are Rishus HaRab and Everest B'Mavoi. Elo Shishnei Rishus HaRab, Oivreis Eitz Alapsoch, period. So now, Shalom al Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about an emissary, Rishus HaRabim, even though it's Yud Gimel Ame Ushlish.
The Maskonis of Gemara we're speaking about, and it's not an emes of Rishus Harab, because it is not the going with the hiluch of the Rishus Harab. Mitzorech loyma lefize, afal gav. So now we have to understand. L'cheire Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. If we say that a movi that is going with the flow of the Rishus Harab is an emes of Rishus Harab, va'afal pikein, Rabbi Yehuda says it is mutter with tzula choyayim, so why do you need dafke yud gimel ames or shlish? Afilu tezayin am also be the same thing. If lemaisa is an emissary rishus haram, so what is the difference between yud gimel ames and tezayin am? Betzorch loyim belafizeh, afal gav del Rabbi Yehuda lechi vekoire mahani midarabonon, even midarabonon le yud gimel, also becomes ois rishus harab with two mechitzes. Ukesover beis mechitzes, the reise. Lekach porech mi Yerushalayim. No, mi da rabbonon, the rabbonon will only matter only by yud gimel. Kachpach Mishalayim avagav d'rechov yudvav ame, kiven d'chayovim oleo mishum rishus harabim, midereisahu, mikim chayv oleo mishum rishus harabim midereisahu, adin v'rechov yud gimel d'midereisahin chil. Okay, now this is the Kashan and Gemara and Shabbos, let us go further. Ba'omar Rabbe, so what did the Gemara say? V'omar Rabbe bar Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says you cannot say pshat according to the Chachamim that an Erev will help without losses in Olos, because you see Yerushalayim nothing would help without losses in Olos. Peirish Hakuntres the Porich Amay the Sharinen Lechi VeKoyre Mitzadecho. The kasha is that how could Beis Hillel be matar alechi v'koyre mitzad echot? And the Rabbi Yechanan said Yerushalayim without glossos ninolos, it would be Yerushas Harab. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is from Rabbi Yechanan. You see, you need two glossos in order to make it ois Yerushas Harab. So how could Hananya say, according to Beis Hillel, one dalas is sufficient? One dalas with Alechi Bekoyre. So Taisa says, L'choyre, we could have asked a different kasha. Why do you say the kasha is because of the Alechi Bekoyre? You need losses in all lives. Here it says you make a dalas and Alechi Bekoyre. It doesn't mention in all lives. So maybe the kasha is, how could a dalas bechlal be matter? It's not nino. And you need ninolos. So Taisva says, "Midematzach lenilas dalas ain't a niraloi shoya makshaloi." Rashi did not learn that the kasha is Rabbi Yochanan says you need a dalas ninolos. So how could, according to Beis Hillel, this dalas help? It's not ninol. The ikalu ukmin nami beninolos. He says Rashi held. Chananya said, "B'shem Beis Hillel, need a delis natsuras apesach. If this delis is ninelis, if it's not ninelis, he didn't speak about. So it could be according to Beis Hillel, it is ninelis. Frag the Gemara, afilu, it is ninelis. But Rabbi Yochanan said, if you don't have two delosis ninelis, it is a rishus harabim. So how could one delis ninelis help with Alachi v'kayim? That is pshat the Gemara's kash. So we see from Rashi, Amulim Dikechidish, that if you have a Rishus HaRabim with one Delas Ninelas, the other side is Alechi V'Koyra, a real Rishus HaRabim, that's called a Rishus HaRabim. That's Pshat the Gemara's Kash, the Gemara bleibt us, and then it's a Rishus HaRabim, one Delas Ninelas will not help. The Imtayma, Faktasis, does that make sense? Kiven the Yeshloi Beis Mechitzis. The Rishus HaRabim is two Mechitzis on the sides. Ushlishis binin elas. And the third side has a delas that's locked. That's shut off. Have a gimel mechitzis. So you have three mechitzis already. Ulekamen omar, the lechol ayoysa lebeisilu, sholish mechitzis de araisa.
So three mechitzas nicher make it a reshus ayochid di yereises. How can you say, how can three mechitzas help? Rabbi Yochanan said, you need four dlosses. You need the two mechitzas and two dlosses. You're telling, and then if not, it would have been a reshus arab. You're telling me that two mechitzas and one dallas, which is three mechitzas, that's a reshus arab di yereises. Three mechitzas make a reshus ayochid. Yeshloime lepeirushoi, so Akocha Chashi learned, Tahainu davke heiche de ikel gimel mechitzes gemureis habidiraisi. Adelis is not a mechitzes gemure, I feel you like it. Gimel mechitzes gemures, that makes it a reshus ayochet. Abul hoche, the shlishis al yedei delis, the viisnami tzorich delis, Eise Sarashi held that two mechitzas with Adelis, that's Nino. I feel like that's Nino, but since it's, he could open it up also. So Memele, so that has a din of a reshus, I rabim di Eireise, without, unless you have four dlosses. Two mechitzas and two dlosses. That's how it comes out according to Rashi. Very mechudishtik. Uleri nire, the Ri did not want to learn like that. The porich, the Gemara's kash is as follows. Not, the kash is the mashmalay the basilo loy boy neila. Basilo holds you don't need to lock the door. Because the lashon of the Baraisa seems like that. The lashon of Baraisa says, Hanan yoime beisham oime oise delos mikam bedelos mikam shayyaitz v'nichnes noyo. So beisham were careful to say that you have to make sure to lock the doors. So Beis Hillel did not mention Bechlal that you have to be Noyel the Delis. So the Gemara assumed that you don't have to be Noyel the Delis. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. How could you get away with a Delis without Ne'ile? Rabbi Yochanan said without Ne'ile to Rishu Sarab. L'rinire de Porich Meshum Damash Melei de Beis Hillel Boi Ne'ile in Omar Besomach de Bebereise later also going to say that you don't need Ne'ila according to Beis Hillel. The Bebereisel and Mefosh B'divrei Beis Hillel Ne'ila K'may B'divrei Beis Shammai. So the Melech of the Kasha is, if it's an emissary, Rishus HaRabim, how could you get away without Ne'ila's Delos? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Beis Hillel says you can get away without Ne'ila's Delos. V'im Toima V'heichi Porich Mirab Yechanim Ta'oma B'Perik Beis. Now Taisus fragt as Akash. What is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asked, how could you say that an Erev would help? Rabbi Yochanan said that without Balsais Neulais, Yerushalayim would have been a Rishus HaRabim, and it would be a Rishus HaRab. Fragt Taisus, V'heichi Porich Me Rabbi Yochanan, the Oma Beperik Beis, Bahave Alibe de Rab Yehuda, the Oma also Rabim Umavatli Mechitze, Upligi Olei Hosam Rabon. Now, in order to appreciate Taisvis Kasha, we have to know a little bit what the Gemara says further. The Gemara says further as follows, that there are the Yumdim. Maybe he has a picture over here. Yeah, let us look at page 20, picture 121, Pasei Berois. Now, Pasei Berois was a very lomdish Rishus HaYochid over here. We had, on the four corners, we had here Amudim, which are Amo al Amo. They were faced like a right angle, and you had four of them, and this is called Hashem Dalad Mechitzes, and this made the area in between a Rishus HaYochid, and one was permitted to be Metaltal Toich HaPasei Berois. That was the Locha of Pasei Berois. So, and this is Adin of Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Rishus HaRabim is mamish going through, if the Rabim are going through this area, also Rabim umavatli mechitze. So that means as follows. That means even though you have a lomdeshe mechitza surrounding this area, that means the Shem Dalad mechitzas we say in lomdes, we assume that these amudim extend, and one extends to the other. So in lomdes, this is a area that is surrounded completely with mechitzas. Afal Pikein, Rabbi Yehuda said, this lomdeshe reshus hayochid, if the rabbin will go through, the reshus rabbin, the boki bo rabbim, osa rabbim, and mabatli mechitzah. So the rabbim shter the mechitzah. And the Gemara brings, so Rabbi Yechim says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim would also be, without losses and ulois, Yerushalayim would be, you'd also say, Osei Rabim or Mabatli Mechitzte. Now, Taisus explains on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, now what's wrong with Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, Taisus said, it was mefulish on both tzadim. That means there was a Rishus HaRabim going on the Oirech of Yerushalayim, and there was another Rishus HaRabim going on the Reichet. So Memele, the Mokim in the middle, did not have any Mechitzes whatsoever. The Mokim in the middle, that means if you went up later, so you had two Mechitzes on each side. But in the middle, there was no Mechitzes whatsoever, but you had over here, Oimed Merubah Laporet. This middle had a din rishus ayochid al tzaymed meruba laporet. You would connect the mechitzas which are on the oirech and on the reichet. Now this mechitza of shtei mechitzas to say oimed meruba laporet. So Rabbi Yehuda says osi rabim and mevatli mechitza. In this mokim there's a hilach harabim, so it also becomes a rishus harab. This is Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds this lomdus of osi rabim of mabatli machitzim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds by pasi berois, you say osi rabim of mabatli machitzim. So the same thing in Yerushalayim, also in the mokim that it's mefulish legamri, you also say osi rabim of mabatli machitzim. But this is only Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is mevur that the Chachamim are chaylik a Rabbi Yehuda. They hold by pasi berois, afilu rabim are chaylik b'neim. You don't say osa rabim about le mechitzte. So Mamelus Otaisa says, amoyre dike kasha. The Gemara asks, how could you say an Erev would help in the Rishus HaRabim according to the Chachamim? Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, without losses, it would be an emes of Rishus HaRabim. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, you don't say osi rabim mevatli mechitzte. So therefore, by pasi berois, afilu a reshus rabim is going through, it's also good. And Rabbi Yehuda holds osi rabim mevatli mechitzte. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Yerushalayim, you also say osi rabim mevatli mechitzte. But the Chachamim were achaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, so they could hold it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So what is the Gemara's kasha from Rabbi Yochanan, who is saying Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda on the Chachamim? That is Taisus kasha. Toir mehechi potme Rabbi Yochanan, doma per beis, dahav Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda, doma da osa rabim vatle mechitzte, upligi lei osam rabonim. So memele, so how could the Gemara ask from Rabbi Yochanan's memra on the rabonim? Geshleime de porich, ki heiche del Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem dalet mechitzes. Pase berois is called a shem dalet mechitzes. De lechshive lei, he doesn't hold of shem dalet mechitzes. Matzrich ne'ile, then he says, osa rabim batel mechitzem. Ochinami, beiz mechitzes. In this case, of with our case, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, if you had two batim on each side, there's only two mechitzes, and then you have two lechayayim, that means in Yesod everyone holds the by certain mechitzes they also rabba mevatle mechitzes. The shail is which mechitzes? Rabbi Yehuda, the Shem Dalad mechitzes they also rabba mevatle mechitzes. According to the Rabbonon, the Shem Beis mechitzes you'll say also rabba mevatle mechitzes. So that loshen that Rabbi Yochanan said, Alibed, the Rabbi Yehuda applies Alibed the Rabbonon also. Zog the Gemara weiter.
Itma, Rav Omar, Hilchasa Ketana Kame. We paskin like Ketana Kame, so la loche, a mavoi, a mafulish l'shus harabim, which is not an emissary shus harabim. It is, you can be mata with a tzuras ha-pesach and a lechi yokai. Ushmul ome haloche kechananya, that need a delas in a lechi yokai. Iboyu, lechananya, according to chananya, that says according to Beisilo, you need a delas. Alibi de Beisilo. Tzorch lino, ayen tzorch lino. You have to, does the delas have to be locked? Toshma adama rabida meshmul, ayen tzorch lino. You don't have to lock it. Vechein ama ramas na meshmul, ayen tzorch lino. Ike da amri amar av masne bedidi havo uv de vomali shmul ein in tzorch lino. The delos does not have to be black. Shut. Bo mi nei mir av onom. Tzorch lino el ay ein tzorch lino. The same thing. Amalu toch hazi af ashoyo. Hani avuli de nardoi. The mavois of nardoi. The timon. This is bringing out a movie I'm a foolish l'shu saram. The timon ad palgayu ba'afre. They were soysim till half of it. The offer, the ayil, the nofik mashmu, the yamaluhu, the loimidi. Now let us see picture 64. 64, hani, the vulidin erdoi, the timana palgayev. We'll see the doors, that there was offer over there, until half of the door there was offer. It was impossible to close the door. There was mounds of earth that were preventing to close the doors. And that's how the movie was. And you see that the Nofik Mashmu V'yamu V'leimidi. So you see, Klo, you don't need Nuhuli. Omar Rav Kahane Hanech Migoyfe Savoy. I wish to disagree with you. They weren't completely open. They were mostly shut. And that's picture 65. It was only Psuchais B'miktsais. Because there was Take, there was offer that prevented it to close it completely. But it was mostly closed. So you can't bring any raya from this movie. There was more or less shot. Let us see Rashi. Tzach lino, loisi dalas yochid, avuli dina doi roshi mevois mefuloshin, loshu sarab mabu. Tatima na polgayu ba'afro, stumis adcheshim biyofo, v'inodem yochel anoylo mevnei ha'ofo. Timon, taimon, kemai tmunim plishtoi. Igoifis oyu, loyoyu kulon psuchais, they weren't all open, alas kulais, psuchais b'miktas. Igoifis kemai agofis glosis. Ki also Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman came there, Omar Pnuye Lafraya, he said, listen, you have to take away this offer in order for it to be a kosher and movi. Frekti Gemore, Leima, Kesover, Rav Nachman, Tzorech, Linu. So we see Al-Kaponim Rav Nachman holds, the others hold, you don't have to be Neulengan. He holds Tzorech, Linu. So the Gemore says, Loi. Not that you have to be Neul Bepoil, not even the Ruyas Linu. Half a piece of any nellis is also sufficient.